How do you approach adjuvant chemotherapy decisions off protocols, particularly in stage two patients?
Yeah, well, I try to use sort of risk stratification the best I can, and I use the sort of features, the clinical features that we're familiar with, perforation, obstruction. I obviously look at the number of lymph nodes sampled. I try to sort of pool together an idea of are there patients who I don't think would benefit from adjuvant therapy versus those that I think I'm comfortable giving 5-FU and leucovorin to those who I'd give FOLFOX. Certainly high-risk patients, those who actually have very few lymph nodes analyzed, those who have adherence or invasion to adjacent structures, who might have obstruction or perforation, those are individuals that I'm very comfortable giving FOLFOX to. But I have to admit, I'm still, for sort of more standard risk patients, willing to give 5-FU and leucovorin, which I know some of my colleagues are routinely using FOLFOX in all circumstances. But, you know, although the proportionate benefit of FOLFOX is fairly consistent across stage 2 and 3, I also want to think about the absolute benefits in a particularly low-risk setting, where is the addition of oxaliplatin with the inherent neuropathy risk, is it necessary in somebody where the absolute benefit is not so great?
When you're going to use fluoropyrimidine monotherapy, do you also bring up the issue of capecitabine?
I do. And I think the EXACT study is a very compelling effort, although the problem is obviously the majority of patients were enrolled in Europe, and I think Dan Haller has clearly demonstrated, as beyond our suspicions, that toxicity associated with capecitabine differs on both sides of the Atlantic, where you can give 2,500 milligrams per meter squared per day in Europe, and the tolerability is pretty reasonable, but it's very difficult to give those doses in the U.S. So the dilemma, the quandary I think we suffer from is this is an adjuvant setting. You want to give the standard dose that was used in EXACT, and yet you are prepared for the fact that most patients in North America don't tolerate that dose. So I can't say that I've used capecitabine often in the adjuvant setting, though I think its efficacy is equivalent to 5-FU leucovorin. I'm just a little worried about the tolerability.